Prisoner exchanges have happened before, most recently on Sunday. They usually include tens or hundreds of troops, usually one Russian for one Ukrainian. This meeting will be a rare example of direct communication between both countries, which may signal a bigger exchange is being looked into, or that the way they take place is up for discussion. Moscow's Human Rights Commissioner also commented on Monday about Russia's use of criminals to fight in Ukraine. She said that their release was all in accordance with the law, but is a state secret, meaning the details of the arrangement cannot be released. The first group of prisoners recruited to fight in Ukraine are now free in Russia, having completed their six-month contract and with all criminal records cleared, according to the boss of the Russian paramilitary organization, Wagner. Stuart Smith, Moscow.